It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings, everyone. Hi, it's Lisa Kay, and we are simulcast broadcasting on Facebook Live and also on Blog Talk Radio, Between Heaven and Earth. Conscious Living for Your Soul. It's a weekly show we do. And I want to shout out to Angela. Hey, Angela, how are you? Nice to see you. She says she's been a long time, yes, and we're catching up. It's nice to see you. And she's just checking in on her way out and trying to get the feed. Oh, here it is. I found it on Facebook. Hey, if you're watching me on Facebook, put a comment in the down below and say hey, say hello. I'd love to hear from you. And I'm going to put this out on my group. Are you in my group? Are you in my intuition group? We have a wonderful group on Facebook called the Intuition Development Group, which is a free group, and we do, you know, some exercises every now and then, and just basically have fun together. And I'll answer a couple questions here or there. But the serious stuff happens in the Intuition Development Circle, which is also online, Facebook. And also we've got a wonderful group of people that are in circle. And it's all about practicing your intuition. But today we are going to talk about how you can use your intuition to help you when you're at the end of your rope. You ever at the end of your rope? Oh, I was at the end of my rope. Sometimes, you know, you try so hard to make things work, make decisions, make things happen for you, and it just doesn't happen. And that's what happened to us. We were, oh gosh, this was many moons ago now. It was 10 years ago. We were actually looking for the right school for my son. He was actually in elementary school, and it was horrible. It was torture for him. It was terrible for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons was that he was being bullied, and I know that happens to a lot of people, a lot of students these days, and it's been in the news, but bullying is not a good thing, and it's a really horrible thing, and Chris didn't fit in. He didn't fit into the school he was in. It wasn't the right school for him. He was bored. He needed to be a little more challenged, but at the same time, you know, he loved school, but the students there didn't love him. And he needed an environment that, like all children, where he was supported and where he could flourish. And that wasn't happening. And it wasn't happening on a social or an intellectual level. And so we decided to go to an independent school to try to find a private school for him. So we looked at, oh gosh, over a dozen schools, all in our neighborhood, outside of our neighborhood, a little farther, you know, which ones would be the best for him. And one in particular looked ideal on paper. It was close by. It was a great school. It had a lot of very interesting teachers, and, you know, the curriculum looked great. It was, you know, they had a lot of success with their students. So we applied, Now, I don't know if you've ever applied to a private school for your child or have heard about it, but it is like applying to college. There's a written application. There are tests to take. Your child has to take a test. There are recommendations. There's all kinds of interviews. It's just a whole big thing. And you have to wait for registration to open every year to apply. So you only get one chance a year to get in. So the first year we applied and we went through the whole thing. We went through the application. I brought him to the school. He went and he looked at it and we looked at it. We toured the school, talked to the teachers. It sounded really good for him. Great curriculum, really great facilities. It was close by. He could get busing, which was really important. And he applied and he got on the wait list. He didn't get in. So we waited and they didn't let him in that year. So that meant we had to wait another year. So we did the whole thing again. We applied, we did the written test, he took the test and he did the standardized test again. Had another interview. We were interviewed. We had already visited it and waited again, and he didn't get in. He was put on the wait list again. Now this is like 2 years. So now I'm thinking, oh, gosh, another year. It's going to be 3 years. Now all this time, he's still going to the school he was in where he was being bullied every day. Where he would go in, and it got worse to the point where the bullying was very insidious. It was, there were actually groups of kids who were bullying him, and they were plotting and planning to tease him and to make fun of him and do things to set him up, and it was horrible. I don't even want to talk about how awful it was. And the teachers were supportive, but it was, it could only go so far. And he was still bored. He got through all the material very quickly. So I was at the end of my rope, and I said to myself, I didn't know what to do. I guess we have to wait another year, but I guess I got to open this up. I have to look at other schools. I'm willing to look at other schools. Now, we had looked at a bunch of schools and for many reasons thought that this particular one was the best one. And I just said, well, I don't know anymore. So I asked, the universe. I asked divine guidance, whatever it is. I said, okay, I'm at the end of my rope. I will take whatever you give us. As you know what we want. You know what's best for him. So I'm going to be open. And I'll do whatever. If you bring it to me, we'll do it. And then in my intuition popped up the name of a friend of mine who happens to work for a private school that we had earlier rejected, and for a few reasons. And we hadn't even visited, but I rejected it for some certain significant reasons. But hey, popped in my head. I was at the end of my rope. What am I going to do? So I called her up and I said, I know it's late in the admission season. I know a lot of, we'd already been, put on the wait list for the other one. They had gone through their admissions process already. So I didn't, I figured, well, do you think maybe we could go in and go for a tour at least? And so she said, oh yeah, let me give you the number of admissions and then you can, you can call them up and I'm sure they'd be very willing to give you a tour. So I call up. And I get a very nice woman on the phone, and she's, I said, my son is this age, and we're looking for a private school, and we wanted to know, are you giving any tours now? I know it's kind of late in the season. She said, oh, yeah, you can come in for a tour. Sure, no problem. And how old is your son, and what grade is he? I said, well, he's going into fifth grade. She says, oh, great, perfect. She says, we're doing second rounds of interviews. But if you send in your application, right away, now, tomorrow, I'll see if I can get him into the second round of interview process. And I was like, really? Okay. So we did. We sent in, overnight, I sent the application to her. And 2 weeks later, we went in for an interview. So I go in there, and she was so sweet. So she was like on the phone. She was saying to me, "Okay, tell me, you know, let's set up the appointment. Tell me what days are open." And then she would run over. She said, "All right, hold on." She'd run over and she'd look at the calendar and talk to people behind the scenes. And then she'd come back. She says, "All right, give me another day." And we'd go back and forth. And she got us in. She slipped us in. So 2 weeks later, we go for the interview. I wanted to thank her. She was so sweet. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, she got us into the process. You know, they're in second interviews already. And you know what? I asked for her name, and she wasn't there. She quit. She had left. And I was shocked. Oh, she was so nice. And then they told me, oh, yeah, you know what? She was only here for a couple of weeks. She came in, and then she left 2 weeks later. You know, I don't know why. Apparently, it wasn't for her. So she was only there for 2 weeks. So he goes for the interview. We take a tour of the school. The interview goes nicely, very well. And the tour was amazing. It was, in fact, we were so impressed. There were things about the school that we, you know, there were still things that I wasn't so crazy about. But then when we heard their philosophy and we saw what was there, it was like, well, you know what? There's some things here that are really, would be really, really good for Christopher. And and then a couple days later, after the interview, we get a call and he got in. He got into the school. I was like, oh my gosh, he got in. And then a day later, the other school that had just put him on the wait list called up. And you know what they said? We have a spot for him. What do you think? And we were like, oh, okay. Now what? So, well, of course, you know, we have to make the decision using our intuition and looking at all the synchronicities that happen. What are the odds, right? And it just felt so right to go with this other school. It was something that was brought to us, all the synchronicities, all the intuitive, you know, guidance. Go here, call this person, show up. All the, you know, how is it that my intuition said, call right then, call that day? And I called her up. I called up admissions, and they said, oh, she's like, I can get you in now. Now? She says, yeah. Second round of interviews. He goes in. He gets in. And that lady isn't even there anymore. She was only there for 2 weeks. How could that be? We were guided. It was like, you know, the intuition worked. And let me tell you, so we obviously went to that school. We didn't go to the one he was on. He, you know, was on the wait list, and then they let him in. We went into the one that we were guided to, and it was the best. It was the most amazing school, better than we could have ever picked, because it was like heaven sent. It really was. It was socially, academically, it was warm. It was supportive. He learned so much. He flourished. He fulfilled. He filled his potential in every single way. In fact, he changed so much within the first month that we were there that I was shocked at how great it was for him. In fact, and there was so much more to it that I can't even go into. It was a really tough time for a lot of reasons. but it was just, I couldn't believe how the teachers were amazing. The administration was amazing. The support that he got, just not only from the students, were so nice and polite and great citizens and, you know, mature. It was just amazing. Anyway, that was 10 years ago. Can you believe it? 10 years ago. And now Christopher's in college. He made it into a Columbia University, and which is great, Ivy League. He's doing really, really well. So happy. He's turned into an amazing, amazing man. And so I wanted to share this story with you because it really was miraculous. But it was, you know, intuition really does give you hints. It guides you. It tells you where to go. When you're at the end of your rope and you don't know what to do anymore and you let go, right? So here are some teaching points in all of this. When you're at the end of your rope and you let go and you let God and you're open and you allow your intuition to be heard, you allow yourself to say, okay, I'll go with whatever. And then a name pops up in your head, a friend. Oh, let me call her. Or, you know, do this, do that. Go here, go there. And you recognize your intuition. You know how it comes to you. And I knew how it came, that is my intuition talking to me. And then I followed it. So you allow your intuition to be heard, and then you go with it. I mean, it didn't really hurt to send in the application, go to the interview, right? Why not? Follow it. The intuition and synchronicity work together to bring you the best results of any decision that you need to make in your life. And the results are really miraculous. This is one of the most amazing things. And I bring it up all the time to my son and tell him how, look, see, this really works. And it's worked for you to help, you know, support him in his way. So in his life. And it can for you. And I wanted to let you know, coming up this March 11th, if you're listening to this before March 11th, I'm going to be giving a free Intuition Mastery webinar series. And I'm going to be opening up my Trust Yourself course, How to Go With Your Gut and Follow Your Intuition, which, you know, just like private school, it's only open actually twice a year. And if you want, you can sign up for the free webinar series to give you that introduction. It's called Intuition Mastery. And you can go to, I tell you what, type it into the comments below here. Let me know you want to get in. And you can also sign up for, actually go sign up on my website, lmk88.com. Just sign up for the newsletter there. And I will actually tell the people on that list how to get into this Intuition Mastery free webinar. And you can too. So anyway, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed my story. It really is exciting. I love this story because it's like you have no idea how amazing it was. It really was incredible. And the years went by so fast, and Christopher got so much amazing stuff out of being in that school, that when you follow your guidance and you let go and you let God, the synchronicities will bring you the most amazing things in life. All right, you've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth. I'm Lisa Kay, and it was great talking to you. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.